guess it's recording now. All right, let's go ahead and call the meeting to order.
Murphy?
Here.
Buffo?
Here.
Barry?
Here.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins? Stuber?
All right, join us in the pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alright, we're going to skip public comments for just a minute, and we're going to slide down on this thing to the, this variance for 211 North Quarry. Do we have any public comments for this variance? Okay. Alright, Josie?
You want me to go first?
Yep.
Okay.
First.
So basically, Mr. Mitchell is wanting, or actually already has, put in basically an overhang over an already existing concrete shoebox house. So it sounds like it might have just barely been outside of
the setbacks,
but it was built over an already existing part of the structure. So, planning is on the board recommends approval. And also waiving any fees.
Okay. Does anybody want to see a picture? Because he's got pictures.
I can see they're reducing more.
On his phone, if you want to see a picture of it. It was a nice drawing, though. That's probably one of the best drawings for a building permit I've ever seen.
I made that.
I would agree.
Yeah,
how much does it hang over?
It's already, it goes right over that porch. That's
there
it.
Was a concrete patio.
So basically what happened was there was
We've dealt with this for, what, a year? It's been a long time, back and forth.
Yeah, I built it, I had the thing. The reason I had it built so quickly is because I purchased the house in, I want to say it was late November, early December, and I was going to put a roof on it before winter set in, and I wanted to have that built on top of it before, you know, it started getting too cold for a roofer to show up. So I just kind of put it together because I didn't think it would matter considering it was on top of the concrete pad that was already there.
Yeah, he didn't put the pad in. The pad steps that go up into his house, a little pad, and he just put the roof over top of the pads.
So I think it only sticks over the edge of that pad about 6 inches, and it's just the soffit. So
there's a chair back in the corner over there. Oh no, you're fine.
I'll make a recommendation to approve the
hold one second.
Hold on.
I'm gonna write up a little resolution that you'll approve that'll
okay.
have some findings of facts that
okay.
support the variance.
Okay.
And I'll chicken scratch that and you can look at it if that's what you like and you'll move on. Yeah.
Is there any discussion on this? Okay. Joseph, you can take off if you want to. Cordoff, if you want to stick around just for a minute. When he gets done doing that, then we'll make a motion on that.
Okay.
But thank you very
thank
much.
You.
All right, well, we're waiting on that. Do we have any public comments at all?
Your umbrella. Is that yours?
No, nobody's signed.
All right. So, engineering report, we still don't know anything about the grant yet. We won't know that until the middle of August or so. IEPA stuff, the water project stuff, we're still kind of working on all that. You have anything to add to engineering stuff, Ryan?
No.
Oh, do we have this? The review this? Did that come in? I guess I gotta open up the team app.
We don't have the actual Donahue contract yet, but
okay.
The proposal is in his email and info.
Let's see here.
It was 5 to 10 for the risk and resilience assessment and 10 to 20 for the emergency response plan.
Okay, but well, we don't have the contracts or anything. So we probably should wait to vote on that until we get the contracts. All right. Let's see, Public Works. Do we have anything for Public Works?
No. The only thing, Matt, he sent me some emails, but I haven't received them yet. That Austin, he's looking at that behind like Anna's house and Ray Eckstein's house.
Okay.
There's some water standing, so he's got a chute. I think there's a manhole down by your house down there somewhere. He's gonna do that today, but the rain.
There's actually a couple.
He's talking about the water, the old Great Western Avenue back there.
Yeah.
That's been back there.
Yeah,
somebody lived there in 2000.
Somebody sent a work order in, I think, this week or last week. So
I'm not even sure the drainage back there.
So he's just shooting some stuff and investigating it. So see if there is something he can do.
Perfect. Well, we need to. There's some ditches that need reshaped along there too. Really bad.
This is all the back.
Well, and that's that is what he's looking to see if he can take it down to those manholes to the west.
Because that drains really well if you can get to the catch basins.
Mm-hmm.
So it drains really, really well.
Other than that, they've been patching, cut a few trees down. I haven't really talked to them a bunch this week yet.
Are you getting bids on trees, or is he getting bids on trees?
I think we both are working with people.
Okay.
So we can get a few of them. Believe it or not, their tree companies are pretty busy right now.
Oh,
probably even more busy after today, so.
Yeah. only have a while, too. So, on the 4th of July, we had some complaints about speed and different things like this. The problem is, and this has been a problem ever since I've lived here, it's 30 miles an hour in town. 30 miles an hour in a residential area is very, very fast. To lower it, I was just talking to Mark. To lower it, we'll have to do a study. I know there's a bunch of people that are wanting speed bumps, but reading the comments back and forth on Facebook, there's almost as many people not wanting them as there are wanting them. And there's a lot of, I was reading a lot of studies on speed bumps and stuff. A lot of communities spent a lot of money to put them in and then ended up taking them right back out because they damage cars, you can't plow around them. If you read the stuff, it's like back and forth on them. I think the answer more is to let's lower the speed limit, because Jared and I were talking right before the meeting, and somebody flagged him down, so he drove by them doing 30 miles an hour, and he stopped and said, "How fast do you think I was doing?" And they're, 45. And I was doing 30, because it is fast. And when you have lots of kids playing, I know they race up and down Austin Street, but when I worked part-time here as a police officer, I'd go out and run radar all the time. People were doing 30 miles an hour. Sometimes they're even going under 30 miles an hour, and it still looks really fast in a residential area. The solution, I think, is what we need is to lower the speed limit. I'm gonna see, we have to do a study to lower it. Around the parks, we can lower it to 20 miles an hour without doing a study. But to lower it anywhere else in town, we'll have to do a study. So I think we can do a study by having Justin go out there and run radar and track cars and kids and make some notes. So we'll make sure we can do that. Any discussion on that at all?
When he's doing a study, what is he looking for? What are we asking?
Well, we got to figure that out.
Oh, okay.
According to the statute, it says you have to do a study. And instead of hiring an engineering firm to come in and cost us thousands and thousands of dollars, I think to meet that statute, doing a study would be Justin coming in and doing radar on cars. Hey, we're having complaints in this area. The cars are going too fast. We're running radar. Cars are doing 30 miles an hour. And we all know if the speed limit is 30, a lot of people are going 35 because people have trouble driving the speed limit. So if we lower it to 25, that'll help out quite a bit, I think. We did it on campus. It seemed to help out. It had less accidents, less people getting hit. So I think him doing a study will be consistent with that. Running radar. We'll talk to Justin and see if we can get a game plan. If something you're thinking.
I
can't see the smoke coming out of yours.
No, I just don't know what, again, it just says a study. It doesn't say, do you have
exactly.
a car count? Do you have to have a pedestrian
count? No, it just says a study. So
we define
it. Doesn't
we define
it doesn't
what
give
study
anything
is.
Other than say, you
know. Now, if we were doing an MFT project or something like more intricate where there was federal funding and a bunch of other stuff like this, we could probably have to hire an engineering company to come in and do an in-depth study. But this is not that. This is just to meet the statute. So we did a study. We deemed it necessary to lower the speed limit because we've had a lot of near misses. We've had, you know, we can add accidents that we've had and different things along those and put into that study. And that's just for our records in case someone comes in and says, well, why did you lower the speed limit? So, and we can also look for placement of stop signs. I mean, there's, even on Austin Street, from the curve to Condit, there's no stop sign. Where Brandy and I were talking before the meeting too, from the park to 45 at her house, there's no stop sign. It's a straight shot, and people can get up quite a bit of speed going through there. Maybe throw an extra stop sign here or there, just to slow people down too.
Well, I do know from adding a few stop signs over the years, some of that is for the flow of traffic, so you don't get so many stop signs. And even then, the stop signs we have don't work, so
people do like to roll through them.
Whitehead from Walnut all the way to Austin, there's mm-hmm. a stop sign every intersection.
And I think that
down.
Was one of the intersections we added one. And
you put one on Linden.
Yeah, it was Farnsworth at the time was saying there is, you know, you don't want to put stop signs everywhere because there is flow of traffic, mm-hmm. and that's the reason there's certain signs at certain spots.
I think the stop sign at Condit helped out a lot, the three-way there. That slowed some people down and everything. That wasn't there. That was over in Deerpath, I believe.
Yeah.
So. All right. Any other discussion on that? All right. Oh, I forgot. So when it comes to, I guess we'll go back to Public Works. I'm sorry to back up here. I brought Rena to the meeting. Well, I didn't bring Rena to the meeting, but Rena showed up at the meeting because we've had a lot of questions over the last couple meetings of the water billing system and what it can do and questions surrounding that. So I brought Rena, so she's here to answer your questions when it comes to this, that kind of stuff. Nobody has a question for her? What kind of reports can... Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know who Rena was. She works at the village hall, I presume.
Yes.
I have to thank her. I can't believe the village did this, so she did this on her own. I got a call from her yesterday morning. This is Rena from the village hall, and I'm going, what do they do now? Oh, no, nothing. But you're using 25 to 35 gallons of water every hour. You may want to look into it. I could not believe somebody village would call and tell me that. And I have a plumber at my house, this young man all day, and hopefully we have that problem solved. But
it did look at the end of the day when I reviewed your hourly usage, it had gone down to about 0.2. So
okay,
whatever
well,
you have done
fixes.
It's,
I was
it's
gone.
A victory.
Yeah.
I was gone until May this year, and when I came back I noticed toilet was making funny noises, and I looked inside and was like, oh, the old toilet, I fixed the flapper, but I don't know what to do with this one, and I just left it. I didn't know, and I don't pay my water bill monthly, so I just give the village a couple hundred dollars a couple times a year and be done with it. So I want to thank the village and Rena for a good job she's doing.
Well, thank you. And that's part of the new meters that we got. That's one of the things we wanted them to do is
I
catch
think
that, stuff.
That some people may have said, what do you mean? Are you sure it's not your meter? But I just want to thank the village of Aaron.
Well, thank you very
for
much.
What she's done. And the plumber for doing his good job today.
That's cool.
That's great.
Any other questions for Rena? She's sitting down with the programmers for that system, and we're going to work on reports because we different things from the board meeting. Rena actually watches our board meetings, and she's made notes, and and stuff. So we're going to work
on.
I know.
I just can't get away from the board.
But she's going to, we're going to work on some stuff that we want the programmers to do for us for that program. We're paying for that software package, so that's what why we're paying for it, so they can fix things and make it to where we it does whatever it needs to. That being said, what board members would like leak reports sent to their email? Well, wouldn't help you because you can't get into your email. So.
I don't mind, because did you figure out it will do it,
yes,
like,
ma'am,
to numerous people?
We can send emails. We can send text messages. The problem that we have is that a lot of residents, the majority of our residents, don't have emails. The only way to contact them is to call them. And as for text messages, we can do that, but we don't want to offend the residents if they are paying for their text messages. Mm-hmm. So in the months to come, I think the village needs to figure out how we can reach out to the residents so we can get this type of information back from them, an email address, a good phone number. There are several 485 numbers that are no longer in service. So what happens when you can't call somebody and you don't have an email, the only thing that we can do is Brandy or I will get letters sent out. And here, can the maintenance crew take this out and take this to the door? So I think down the road, that's something that the board needs to try to come up with a plan of action on how to retrieve this type of data from our residents.
Why don't we do this? We ordered a mailing. We're going to get a mailer for the office, which should make Brandy happy because she's been wanting that for years. Why don't we type up a nice little letter for them to send back to us with all the blanks that you need filled in? I mean, granted, they don't have to, but we'll put a nice little letter in there saying, hey, this is the information we need so we can get a hold of you because you have a water account in this town, and we just need to update our systems and with correct phone numbers, emails, and then we can put a little blurb in there if you want to be signed up for the rave alerts, and maybe we can boost the rave. People signed up for that too. So you guys can put together a nice little thing once you get that mailer, and we'll get it. We'll just send it out, and then we'll give it like a month for people to send it back. They can either drop it off at the office, or they can send it back, or they can drop it in the. Tell them they can drop it in the payment boxes, and then we'll see who we get the information back from. Then we still have those 16-year-olds for a little bit longer, so maybe we'll send them out. And they can knock on a couple doors for us. Even if they have to come in on a Saturday and knock on a few doors and have like a form that they can fill out. You know, ask people. I mean, they don't have to, but just update the information. Okay. So.
Can we put something on the water bill?
We can, but we only have like.
We only have so many characters.
I mean, yeah, so many characters. It's not very much. And they put stuff on the rave on there and they would put information on there, and I don't know how many people actually read that because it's kind of small.
Brian, has everybody got Teams?
Yes.
Can they get to the water meter, to our usage table?
Yes.
Yeah, it's actually in there.
So if you're on the Teams tab, see the Village of Colono board. Village of Tolono board, and then there's a tab at the top, water usage issue tracking.
Where? Oh, there it is.
I guess we could have put it on the TV for everyone. Yeah. But Raina's been updating this each time.
Well,
each time I make a phone call
up.
Or contact a resident by letter or by phone, email, it is in that table.
Oh, that's good.
And
I like
it
that.
Describes the situation, the event time, what happened, what type of alert, whether, and then just so we and the residents both have a way to keep track, you know, we're contacting them, we've reached out, we've told you you have a problem. Now, did they call back? Did they come back to us? And so yours is totally documented. each conversation. That's kind of scary.
But and that's something too. We need to think about once we can figure out how to get it working during the week, and then maybe we can start thinking of an option on the weekend too, in case somebody has something, a main blow or something.
Those alerts are coming. I don't know how Matt is set up, but I can get emails, alerts, burst and leak alerts on my phone or on my computer at home during the week through the weekends.
Nice.
Is the system set up to automatically, if we had the email of the resident, let's say, and on a weekend something happens, is the system set up to email not only the village but the resident to say?
No, that's
okay.
A different story. What happens with this is you, once you get these alerts come in a notification file. So like today we had 27 notifications of either bursts, a few leaks, the pits were dry, or the ambient temperature within the pit itself was hot. What you have to do at that point is you create a group, like you'll call it today's alarms. And this is how our, I'm not gonna say that it's I'm gonna call it archaic, because in today's day and age, you would think it would automatically do so. But you're having to create this table with all of these alerts. And then you have to import that table in, and then you have to sit there. You almost have to make a table for each different alert right now. So it would be a lot of manual work, but it's worth it.
Is there a script that you could write for that?
That's why we have programmers for the program, though. They should be able to do it for us.
That's true.
Why we're paying that much money. I don't want Brian messing with the water system.
No, I'm talking about
the groups.
The report that she gets.
Oh.
Yeah, but no.
He's wondering.
Actually, you're right.
That we.
They
yeah.
should be able to write a script to
and,
automatically
and what,
do that.
And what they're doing in the office, too, is they're making notes of things that would make it better. So, and once, and kind of passing it back and forth with the programmer, the Camstrom, and different people, too, to make the system better, because all the changes we make on that is only making it better for everybody else that's using the system. So I'm sure that's come up with the other places. Yeah. Okay. Anything else for Rena? Do you have anything else to add that you're here? We don't get to, see, you know, the rest of the board doesn't get to see you very often. Thank you very much for coming in.
It must be either an old password that you used.
An experience where it worked.
I didn't know all this was going on. I mean, I
usually
just to add, and I don't want to distract her, but I started getting these things about the weather about Tawana, and I'm going, what?
The rain.
It's getting pretty nifty, but what I think is sad, which we can't do anything about, it's all the older people that don't have Facebook, they don't have computers.
But a lot of times they have cell phones, though. And
well,
you can get
true.
You can get a text to your cell phone for the
that,
alerts, and if
true.
They come in the office, Rena
See,
will
I'm,
sit down
I'm
with them. And
text challenged.
Yeah, and they'll sit and figure it out. Well, my mother-in-law can't do text, but she can do Facebook Messenger.
It has to be
so explain that. It's the same concept.
Lower
so.
Well,
but
the Rave also,
character.
You can also get the Rave to call your phone, your home,
yeah.
a landline or cell.
I also have a question. I got something the other day, and I was like, what is this? And I don't know if it was from the village, and it was, I didn't write it down, but it was something about if I have an old piece of furniture, put it on the curb, and somebody will pick it up. Is that, who is that from?
That was not from us.
That I created, because...
Oh, I can, that's it, the next door.
It's next
like,
door.
So that one probably worked. Did you say it was...
There, we
had, didn't match the two there.
I had a complaint earlier that morning, somebody saying that there was a piece of furniture on their property, and it was not her responsibility, and she didn't want the village to come back at her as a nuisance, but she said she could not tell me who was putting the furniture out on her property. So in the best way, in the best words I could, it was just, hey, we all like freebies. We all like it. If we see it, you know, one man's garbage is enough. One person, you know. I did that in the best way I could to honestly get it out there that if you are putting furniture out for free, please please make sure it's on your property.
Okay, well, I didn't figure out what it was. It was like the village is picking up
uppercase.
We don't want
no.
letters in the. If you're putting it out, make sure it's on.
Was it maybe one property that you've used already?
I know.
Cool. Anything
so
else?
That's part of your.
Next door.
That's not really part of us. It's a outside service, but the village has an account with them to where we can put information out there.
Okay. It might have been on the village website or website, but Facebook.
Next door.
So next door on the village side, it's just the village employees that have accounts can post on there. We can't see anyone else if they post something on the Tolono neighborhood section. We can't see that unless you have a personal account in Tolono.
Perfect. Anything else?
I've got something for you, though. If we're still planning on doing the referendum for cannabis,
we need to get down the
August
ballot.
Deadline.
Yeah.
I will check. I can't remember off the top of my head. I think you got till the end of July.
Can we get that moving forward on that?
That's up to you.
I mean, what we need to do. I mean, can you check on that, and then we can...
You can move it forward.
Do you have to do
Mark's going to have to get it written,
you guys.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was...
I think in the email, I already gave you the verbiage, pretty much, of what you need to say.
Okay, perfect. So if Mark can get that written up, we'll get it submitted to the clerk's office, whatever we need to do on that.
Very good. Mark, can you email? Can you re-forward it to me?
I will forward it to you.
No,
yeah, because I talked about it in January.
So,
yeah. It's been slipped since then.
Do we have another meeting this month, or are you going to have a special meeting?
This is our last meeting this month.
Right,
depends
so we'll
on what the deadline
meeting
is.
If the deadline is this month, then we'll have a special meeting.
All right. Do you have that?
Mark, for this, do you have to read this entire thing, four pages?
No. What you could do is just take a quick look at it. If you like it, pass it around briefly. And then make a motion to vote on it as it presented.
Okay.
And then tomorrow we'll email a clean copy.
And
it
appears as we're just taking a moment for it to sink still.
I would be happy
with that.
Maybe if you want me to read highlights of it, I can do that. You have to make findings of fact, so that's what that's trying to do.
August 17th is the deadline.
Of existing.
I found your
stairs.
So I just happened to, I just seen you reminded me that, oh, we were going to do that, and that's coming up, so.
Nothing slips through the cracks because there are no cracks in Tolono.
Right.
Hmm.
So we got time, a little bit.
However, I will say this, with I wouldn't wait to the very last minute to get it done. I would get it in as soon as possible.
Well, I mean, we get at least have our first board
right
meeting.
Right.
Let's
so
do
I'm
that.
Just
can you have that ready by the August board meeting, Mark?
I will have it ready probably tomorrow, if not the day after.
Perfect.
Take you full through the
yes
full range of emotions.
I think
you laughed, you cried,
uh-huh,
you got a little angry, then you were happy, and it was all resolved.
Just a regular legal Shakespeare, aren't you?
Yeah.
Second that.
I'll make a motion to approve the variance for 211 North Corey with the notes as presented.
That's it.
And I second.
And that'll be a roll call vote.
Buffo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
And if you just want to give it back to me, I'll have the office sent to you tomorrow, all cleaned up.
Okay. Was there any sewer credits in the packet?
Nope.
I'm still trying to get used to this new system here. You can't just go click straight through like you could do.
Well, you can. You just make different tabs.
Okay. That's all I need. More tabs. All right, regular session minutes on August 7th, 2020. No, we don't. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
So, we have to have the authenticator app.
See you later. Thanks, Rena.
So you can get it from the App Store. It'll be the place to put
it. What is it called?
Microsoft Authenticator.
Motion to approve minutes from July 7th.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody
aye.
Opposed? All right, executive session minutes from July 7th. It's a little piece of paper on your thing.
Motion to approve executive session minutes from July 7, 2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Glover.
Abstain.
Perry.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Robin. Oh, it's not here. Stuber.
Yes.
It'll be easier if you do it through.
All right, we'll skip the review of the employee's manual since Robin's not here. Let's approve the budget. Now.
We have to.
Now, in the budget, and we'll talk about this for a hot minute in executive session too, I put back in the budget the police department salaries.
So should we approve this after executive session then?
We haven't hired anybody, but we have leads on a couple people to hire, so I put the salaries back in there. Even though we're not going to touch those salaries, because by the time we get them hired, it's half the year's over anyway, because Adrian's not going to be back until halfway through the fiscal year, and then I have a lead on another individual, but he can't come over to us until September, and then we have a part-timer that doesn't really affect us, and then Justin's looking at a kid to send to the academy, so there's a possibility that we could actually have a full police force. So I put the salaries back in with being hopeful that we actually have a full police department one of these days. So
do we want to talk about that in executive session first?
We can. We haven't made any hires, and it's just we have some people that are interested. So it could all fall through, and we could still have just one police officer. Which would make me sad. If you guys would like to skip past the budget, we'll go through the rest of the board, and then we can go back to it. So, discussion of approval of police department hazard pay. Do you want to extend that? Do you want to end that? Currently, it only affects one person. Unless we can get a couple more people hired. We might have a part-timer turning an application in later on this week. So, and we can actually have that person start as soon as they come on because they were already a police officer for years.
Okay, down there.
But, so that might come to effect then. So.
We just raise the pay. I think we can probably end it at this point.
Okay. And a discussion on that? So I think if we don't approve it, then it just goes
falls
away.
Off anyway.
It falls off. Okay. Perfect. All right. Auditor stuff.
What is that?
Board memo.
There it is.
Were these just due to overspends in those categories?
It's just the normal every year. Yep.
Okay. Should make note of the overspends in those categories for this next budget.
So I know in the audit we're going to get gigged again because we need a board member to review the bank statements. So kind of looking at Vicky down there since she does banking. The board member we had to do that, she hopped off the board and we never replaced that duty. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, could she have electronic access to it? To where she could just log in? You have to be careful with that though, because because I have Busey as my bank, and Busey did something when we redid the last signing cards, and then they added the village onto my app, so it looked like I had a lot more money than I did. So I quickly went in there and said, "You need to take this off." And then they did the same thing with the Funday account. Right after we redid signing cards, they added it onto my app, so I had to quickly take it off too. So, if you had electronic access to it, that's the one thing. I don't know if you have UC too, but you have to be careful with. So, because it'll show up as an extra account on your thing.
Is it a monthly review? Is it a weekly review?
I think it's a monthly one.
Okay.
So you just look over the bank statements. Do you compare them to the bills?
Look, I'm willing to learn. I just need to know what it is.
I don't think it takes much time. I think, and maybe when the audit comes, the audit's going to find us on that, and we can ask the auditor when he comes. Not find us. He's going to tell us what
Thank
we need
you.
To. We're not getting fined. He's just going to tell us this is an audit finding that we need. You need someone to review those. Because essentially, the only people that are reviewing those, I mean, we get them in our board packets. We get copies of that. But we don't have anybody that actually physically goes and either mailed to them from the bank. So, and it just is, nobody's going to steal money, but it gives an extra layer of security in there. So, okay. Do we have on this memo?
I'll make a motion to transfer funds for the audit recommendation memo.
As presented.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Yes.
I need a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Puffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
So number C on here, discuss the adding a fine to a building without a permit. There's been some emails passed around. Brian, did those go to all the board members back and forth? We had a landowner that was adding dirt to their property, was flooding all the neighbors around them, and then he was building on his property too, right?
Yeah, he's built at least two structures without a building permit, and then been adding dirt that's pushing all of his water and flooding his neighbors' yards now.
So, and we've had this problem before, where somebody's redid stuff on their lot and then caused issues on the lot next to him. And we've also had problems where people have pumped the water from their house and pumped it right into somebody else's house. And that just happened just recently where they flooded their entire front yard and then it turned to ice and their entire driveway and their including their all the front yard was just all ice to track. They couldn't had a hard time getting their cars in and out. So the reason why this is on here, we don't really have a fine. We have no way to enforce it. We have no teeth, exactly. We can send him a cease and desist order, which I believe was sent. I think we typed one up and sent it to him, or Matt did. So, but if they don't do anything with it, then we end up going to Mark, and then we have to go to court. So then it just keeps going on longer and longer and longer, and they can just keep building. So we're thinking about adding a fine to our building ordinances to go along with the cease and desist, and maybe look into something when you do something to your property and you cause distress to other people's property. I'm not sure how to even write that.
Is there something that says you can't do that to begin with? basically push all your water off of.
Yeah, you're thinking about the general Illinois drainage law,
mm-hmm.
And that creates a private property right between one property owner and another that would involve the village.
Okay.
Because you said before that drainage is not really our, how'd you put that? Drainage, we tried our best to take care of the drainage, but it's not really a village's. It's not a mandate that the village
it's
has
to. It's
not
a mandate that we would have to enforce. We could probably, we have to have the statutory authority to pass a law. And I'd have to make sure we have that authority, but we could probably have that authority for drainage if we want to get into that business. But we might not. We might not have that authority. If you were home rule, then you could, for sure, but I have to check on it.
I know Savoy is going through that, trying to get switched over.
You normally what you have is you've got new subdivision development, and then to approve the plat, they have to submit a topographical map that shows the drainage. And then that's our control over it. And then if they don't build it the way it's spec'd out, then they're posting a bond, and we have a lot of teeth to force them to do it the right way. On older existing property elsewhere in the town, then we don't really have anything.
So stick with the buildings then?
And I honestly have not had time to look to see if we even have anything in ordinance about that, to be honest.
That might be a quick email to the planning board too, since they rewrote all of those ordinances, the building ordinances. Okay. All right.
But we can add a fine, correct though, to our ordinance.
Absolutely.
So I think there needs to be a fine if you don't get a building permit, and then there needs to be a different fine for if you build it, complete it basically, and you still don't have a permit. And I think if we make it substantial enough, that'll start catching people's eyes. And I think a lot of people just build it. They get caught.
Then I'll pay the $50 or whatever
I'll
it is to
pay the
permit
fee and. Honestly, I don't want to have to tell somebody they got to tear something down, but if it's something crazy that's really against the ordinance, I mean, we have that right to do that.
Yeah.
See, it's not that hard just to do the permit, get it accepted, and do it right.
Okay. We'll have something for next board meeting.
So you're wanting a fee for starting without a permit,
mm-hmm.
and then a fee for completing without a permit?
A fine.
Do you guys know what you want the fines to be? Well,
I'm thinking, cause was it $100 for like a house? I mean, we have different levels, so we might need to look at that. And
well,
but I mean, I think
make it a flat like $200 fine.
Yeah, I think it needs to be.
It's like a percentage of the value of what you just built.
And I think if they build it and finish it, it needs to be a, I'm talking like a $1,500 fine, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, think about it, and send them out to Brandy, and Brandy's going to start working on those two ordinances. Or would it be one ordinance with those two fines, and then she can kind of write something together, and we'll have it for the next board meeting.
I mean, that would fall into the back of our building and zoning ordinance, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to punt it to them, see if they can, since they finished their rewrite, now they have something to start on again?
Well, I mean, Brandy could just write the ordinance instead of them convening that whole entire board. They had help when we had that contract with
MSA
that came in and helped them write that. We don't have a contract with them anymore.
Yeah, but like Jared said, you know, this is what we have that board specifically for.
If you want to,
they can at least come up with a fee structure, and then we as a board vote on it.
If you want to do that, we'll punt it to them.
I just brought a suggestion.
we do have that board, so, and we want them to get on, and they've started doing some planning and on some other stuff too. Okay, I'm gonna punt it to them and work with Wade.
Can we have one of them come in every quarter or something, just to at least give us an update? Because especially if there's not much, you know, have to report back to us, but just an update on kind of what they're working on. And I don't care if it's every 6 months, even whatever, just something that,
or like their minutes added to our board packet.
Yeah.
We get the agenda, just have send the minutes over to you.
Something painless.
We can do that.
Did we ever actually go up to pay bills?
No.
Okay.
We did not. We're waiting for you.
We're excited.
I know. Why don't we skip back up there and pay our bills so.
I'll make a motion to pay bills as presented.
A second.
Roll call.
Yes. Harry.
Yes.
Bing.
Yes.
Robin.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
Kind of skipped over the treasury thing altogether.
Did you do C1
before I got? Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about it. Do you have any input on that?
I'm in favor of it.
We have to do a study, but
of course we do.
I think we figured out how to do the study without costing us money. So, all right. So, anything else for the good of the order? While we're still in voting session. Because we got to go to executive session.
I'm working on the air burner.
Oh, yes.
But, of course, the ones we were looking at are also around right now, so.
Of course.
And the two that I found that are used are more hours that are actually more than what we had looked at before, so
okay.
Might just be the time of the year. So I'm still working on it.
Okay. I'm kind of wanting to get that because I think that would.
I agree.
Anything else? Discussion? Okay, a motion to go to executive session.
Motion to enter into executive session for the limited purposes of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and/or employment of one or more village employees. 5 ILCS 120/2C1.
A second. Bethel?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Bing?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for coming. I'm happy to see you here. I saw you at the reception.